Now I'm fixing to introduce my brother. There's a lot of ways to introduce him. He's working very hard to reach the White Hair Club. He's working on that real hard. But the main thing with Roy and Flora that we need to understand is we whine and complain about our summers here, correct? They live in a 24/7 summer, 365 days a year. So when you start complaining about the weather here in the summertime, just thank God that it don't last 365 days, because it does down there, and the humidity is off the charts in the jungle. There's some of us that have been there. We can attest to it. And when it rains, you can't breathe after it rains. It's just, you know, it takes your breath away. So we don't deal with all of that. But they're called to that. God has graced them for that. And so we're super excited to have Roy and Flora with us today. And Roy will be bringing the message this morning, and we'll be taking up a special offering for them at the end of the service. So would you welcome my brother, Missionary Roy Smithy.
Praise the Lord. I had to take one of those alternate routes this morning. I had to call Corey. I said, Corey, how do you get from 1187 back around the back way? He said, did you GPS, go down a certain way, and then put it in, and it'll bring you over here. So it did. Praise the Lord. You know, when it rains like this down the Yucatan, though it's porous limestone, most of the Yucatan, so it rains really, really hard. It might stand a little bit in some areas, but for where you know it, it's going right down through the ground, because there's aquifers down there, there's cenotes, and everything all over the Yucatan. So, but here, when you get this much rain, we all know it just saturates and it starts coming up. So, yes, our thoughts go to those who didn't make it this morning, those whose homes are flooded or they're in a situation with the flooding. I have something I want to do this morning. I want to honor somebody in this house that has meant a great deal to me, and he's part of the motivation and inspiration for my message this morning, staying the course, and that is Jerry Gregg, Mr. Jerry Gregg. Yes, an applause. This man has been such an example and inspiration to me. I want you to know that. And on our wall down in the Big Palapa House in the Zona Mayan Señor is a certificate on the wall. Now, it's gotten kind of yellow now because that shows its age. But on that date, on that certificate, is December 1996. And there are four names on that certificate of ordination, me and Flora. Two have already gone on to be with the Lord, and two are still with us, Pastor Gloria Gillespie and Mr. Jerry Gregg. Jerry, when times have been the hardest, sometimes that plaque, you know, that certificate on the wall in that house, I'm drawn to it from time to time, and I look at those names because there are people with examples to stay the course in our faith, and you have done that. So, yes, I wanted to honor you this morning, my brother. Praise God. Well, I bring greetings from the seven churches. Sounds revelational, doesn't it? Yeah, these times we're living in. But there's seven churches, one's a mission, that we are directly connected to relationally, and either past or present. The first one, Philomena Mata, in the Zona Maya, Pastor Miguel right now. Campo Coche, another church there under Pastor Roberto. There's the church in Señor, Pastor Polo. There's the church now in Valladolid, Yucatan, under Joel, and a mission growing, another church mission in that town, in that city, which is over 50,000 people, I believe. Then we have Gusama, that's further up north in the Yucatan. It's just Pastor Candelario and his wife. And I changed his name to Candido. I shortened it. He liked that. Then there's the other church in Uman, Merida, under Pastora, under Naomi, also there. So we're excited, and they send their greetings to you because you're directly connected to any work we do. And but Pastor Pedro and Bertha, who y'all may remember, who was here a few months ago, she sent me a greeting. Him and her sent me a greeting to read. So I'm going to do my very best Texas Spanish translation real here quick, okay? So let me get out my readers, and here we go. Well, and I won't read all the Spanish, but the introduction. Buenos días, pastores de la Iglesia Elevation. Rochelle y Corey Smithy reciben un caloroso saludo de la Iglesia de Fuente de Kikú, Yucatán. Now that means caloroso, saludo. That's like a hot welcome. And Flora said, well, use the word warm. So Corey was just talking about how hot it is down there. And so it's in a caloroso saludo. So he goes on to say, as you continue to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ with full joy and satisfaction with the calling of God to touch the lives and set an example of and to follow, to touch people's lives and set an example for others to follow in this generation. And that you continue to go forward with God and also blessing of your marriage. They send a blessing over you as pastors for your marriage. And conocer a Dios a través de unos. Okay, he continues to say the testimonies that so many people's lives have been changed because of your support and prayers down in Yucatan, down in the work there. And also that your lives reflect the best example to how to follow the Lord and continue in his love. And they also speak the blood of Christ over you as a congregation, that you'll continue on. And they are very joyful in this. And that nothing will get in the way. The enemy cannot get in the way to keep this from going forward, this work here at NHC. Praise God. You know, when Pastor Pedro prays, I don't know if y'all remember him, but man, when I have a situation when I need some prayer, some intercession, I call Pastor Pedro. He gets after it. And this is reflective of what he's saying here, how he feels. And that God, our Lord, will just undergird you with his power to do the work. And he continues with, he said, our love for this church is great. I know it's a big responsibility to continue to persevere, continue to work, continue to keep the vision. And he says here, Iglesia, es una iglesia llevando la visión. You have taken the vision. You've taken it. You're taking the call to go and win more souls for Christ. And the Lord will recompense this church and your work in many great ways. He just continue the work. We love you. And there's other things he talks about, the Spirit of the Lord being in this house. Because when he was here, he felt that. And that your love for their work is ongoing. And I just thank the Lord for this. Wow, I'm going to have to cut some of this short. Yeah, we'll see that. Okay, so, all right, Pedro, Bertha, we love you too. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So that came from them. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I have my notes ready to go here. Now, I just want to say that staying the course, the Lord's pressed that on my spirit. Because there's so many things going on in this world, right? There's so many things that we see daily. And it's not just here, you know, here in America. But we keep up with things happening in a lot of other places that we're connected, especially Mexico and down further in where the Zona Maya is. And there's just a lot of struggle. There's a lot of things going on. And I was sharing with a brother the other day and telling him, you know, there's kind of like a romance side of mission work, you know. We're going to romance that a little bit, and I understand that because you're doing something further out. You're doing something with and maybe in an exotic location, a different destination, something further out than what we know, what you've grown up with or anything like that. But I tell you what, the reality hits you pretty hard when you see, just like Brother Matt says, they have problems. Everybody does. We're all human. So it's just a different environment, a different situation perhaps, but we're all in the struggle. We're all needing to stay the course. If you want to put up that scripture real quick, they got in the Amplified Version, let your eyes look right on with fixed purpose and let your gaze be straight before you, Proverbs 4:25. Very short and very right to the point, but it says a lot. It's telling us, even back then when that was written, it's still the same thing. Let your eyes look right on with fixed purpose and let your gaze be straight before you. And my message of staying on the course, I'd like to encourage you this morning to do just that in your faith and in your walk with the Lord. Just in your, what you just saw in the advertisements for the announcements was, you know, life's a journey. We got to do life. Corey used to say, do life. We got to do life. I said, hey, I like that. I think I'll pick that up, do life. I got to unpack that. So, you know, I'm catching up. I may be in the jungle, but I'm catching up. You got to unpack things, so I'm going to unpack this morning. Then the Webster, it says, what is the course? It's to continue with the process, an effort, even though it is difficult. Oh, that last part. Even though it is difficult, even though to stay the course, even though it's difficult. Remaining committed. Now, these are my notes. I'm going to go in through this. Remaining committed to following the teachings of Jesus Christ. And deliberately and actively living it out, all the principles, all that represents of the Christian faith. Let me read that again. Remaining committed to following the teachings of Jesus Christ and deliberately and actively living out the principles of the Christian faith, even when faced with challenges and obstacles. Now, I know to apples and oranges is what I always say, where we're all fruit. So I know that my obstacles and my challenges may be different than yours, but really, in reality, they're all the same. We all face the same things, whether it's economical or whether it's financial, you know, in that sense, or it's physical, and all the other pressures and stresses that happen with our lives, the suddenlies that come in our life. Suddenlies. You know, our daughter is pregnant. You say, well, yay. She's 37. And it's her first one. It's our first baby coming from, she's 37. That was a suddenly. That was a suddenly. It was like, oh, well, okay, we're heading this way. Okay, and then boom. While we've been here, we got another baby coming. It's a suddenly, and we know because that baby's coming, there's going to bring new challenges. Okay? We have one granddaughter that we're enjoying right now. She's 2 years, 4 months. And she's a handful. So she did her sleepover the other night, and I wound up on the couch. I'm like, gosh. Yeah. And I didn't get any sleep, but she slept like, you know, she had the whole bed. Flora was on, you know, king size bed, she was on the side, but I had to get out of there because the bed wasn't big enough. So I wound up on the couch, so I didn't get much sleep. We have another baby coming, we're so excited about coming. But that's going to make some challenges. It's going to make some changes. It's going to also, you know, my daughter says, y'all are getting prepped with Blakely for the new one coming. You know, we're getting a lot of prep work right now, ready for the second one to come. But, you know, those are challenges in themselves when our families grow, right? When things like that come along that we really wasn't looking at it like it was something going to happen that happens like that. But let me stress about actively living out one's faith through actions and attitudes that reflect the love. Now, this is what it has to reflect. The love and mercy and grace of God. Okay? That's actively living out your faith before others. And I'm constantly challenged with several parts of that. You know, I had one minister tell me years ago, he said, well, you're being sent with your wife, which she's of that culture and everything. Believe me, brother, you're going to be asking God time and time again to expand your love walk. Because they're not your people, they're not your culture, it's not your language, it's not your history, it's not those things, but that's exactly who God calls to send down to make a difference. But you're going back with her, and there are going to be times where you're going to ask God to increase your love walk, and I have many times. And I do love those people, or I couldn't have made it this far. Chris knows what I'm talking about. It's just something about a people, certain people God's called you to serve and to bring the light of God's love into their world. And that love and mercy must increase and the grace of God be with you. And you have to ask for it many times to stay the course of your walk in Christ. Maintaining a regular spiritual practice of prayer. Pray without ceasing. You know, Bible study, fellowship, and being with other believers. I'm going to share this real quick, because I know he probably let me do it. I'm not used to that. Okay. Microphone's down there. But anyway, we had a little men's meeting the other morning, and I had shared my little three quicks that God gave me. Quick to repent, quick to believe, and quick to forgive. Those are my three quicks. Do it. Be quick about it. It's better that way. And then Brother James kind of leaned back and goes, I think I do that all the time. I mean, all through the day. quick, ask God forgiveness. Quick for that. Quick, you know. I say, that's how it is. Because so many things are facing us daily that challenges our convictions, and challenges our sense of our morality, of what we know in the Word of God that says, compromise this. Don't say nothing about that. This, you know, constantly. So, you know, but sometimes my mind goes in places it shouldn't go and says things it shouldn't say. And I ask God to forgive me for that. Because that's going to affect my love walk. It's going to affect my mercy to show to others. Because we can get jaded. We can get hardened. We can just decide, okay, all right, I think I'm going to step over here for a little while. When the Lord says you need to stay right on course. You need to stay on course. The goal, the high prize of the calling of Christ, like Paul said, you're going toward the goal. We got to stay fixed. We got to stay focused, maintaining a regular spiritual practice of prayer, Bible study, and fellowship with other believers. When things get tough, we are tempted to quit. But as it's the darkest moment right before the dawn, the best things come for those who stay the course anyhow. Amen. Anyway. Right. You know, like I said to Brother Jerry this morning, I said, when I see Jerry, brother, I'm sorry, dude. I'm just going to talk about you. All right. You know, I come in, and there he is. And I remember when he went down there years ago to try to bring some revival life back to our little combi bands. That's what we had. We had them little combi bands. And he would work on those, man. It was hot, it was tough, it was hard to get parts, everything. But I think over the years, as I keep coming back and forth, there's Jerry. And Jerry, I want you to know you're in our prayers. And you're well remembered. You tell you how a man can only go twice down in the Yucatan, and after nearly 25 years, there's still people talking about him. I'm serious. Brother Freddie, he will never forget you. Never. So we got to encourage one another when things get tough. When the darkest moments are up for the dawn, the best things come to those who stay the course anyhow. Okay, you say, you want to do so, but how on earth are you able to do that? We just shared some of that about staying in God's love, mercy, and staying in prayer. This is a question. It isn't, let's find out. The best thing to do is to stay in God's presence. Okay? If you run, you lose. But if you stay, you win. I've found that out. There's been times that I wanted to run. That's just getting too hard. It's getting too tough. And when that grace starts coming in as well, so does your body makes adjustments too, saying, I don't know if we can keep handling this. And I say, no, I ain't running. I'm staying to win. Because God called me to do it. So wait on him. Wait on him. Stay in his presence and he will help you to stay the course. Stay in His presence. He'll help you stay the course. Staying in God's presence is the most important thing we can do. All the blessings flow from there. But if we run, if we try to hide, if we back away, if we decide that's it, we don't get rid of the problems. Instead, we get rid of the blessings and God's intervention. I'm going to say that again. That's so good. But if we run, we don't get rid of the problems. Instead, we get rid of the blessings. He said, once you put your hand to the plow, don't let go. Even if you stumble, fall, hold on to that plow. He'll get you back up. He'll get you going. And whatever in the way, it will be removed. But don't stop. Because he says, if you quit, he says, I have no pleasure in that. He does not like that. Our Father doesn't like that. He wants you to hold on. Because he knows, I'm with you. You can do this. And you move yourself out of the blessings when you do that. Or you say, time out, I'm out of here, I'm checking out for a while. Let me tell you, I've seen people that do that, and they're never back. They're still checked out, called. Damn back. I was just going to check out for a little while, okay? And it's okay, you don't mind? Oh, so. Sure. You don't mind? They're not back. They never got back, Corey. And there were some callings in their lives, and they were going, but they ran into some things. And instead of running, they ran from it, thought it could just, it'll just, time will take care of that. And they go out of the fellowship, out of the calling, and then they're still out today. And the blessings are not there. It's a spiritual law. In that sense, the choice should be very easy, right? Yet it isn't. It isn't easy. The choice is hard because we can't see or understand all the solutions and answers yet. We know in part and we see in part. The rest is faith. But if we need to trust God and stay, that's what we need to do. We need to stay on course. My personal experience has been God always comes through. Right, Flora? Always. No matter what it is. We have to wait on the Lord. Trust Him. And He will come through. Not as fast as I'd hoped. Or the way I wanted, but the right time and the right way. The right time and the right way, right? I know we've had some 11th hour situations right up to the thing. If something don't happen, I don't know what's going to happen. But God is with us because we stay the course, stay the course, stay the course. God's goal for you is not just to survive, but to thrive. Mm-hmm. We have a survival mentality, y'all. It's like, let's survive this. I went to a gun show, the one here in Fort Worth. Chris, I was telling you about it. There's all kinds of survival gear there. Everything's about surviving. Surviving the times. Surviving the times we're in. I mean, you need to get this gun. You need to get this Kevlar vest. You need to get this packs of food that'll last for 1,000 years so you can put it in some kind of suitcase somewhere and bury it. All kinds of stuff. I was looking at all this stuff going around. Some guy had his gun, and he had something on top of it and said, this is for sale if you can take it, and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, all right. So we're in the survival mode, but the Lord says, I don't want you like that. I want you to thrive. I want you to have a thriving approach to life, that I'm going to thrive. Even through this situation, we're going to flourish. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep seeing the grace of God, the mercy of God, active, alive, well in our lives. Because He's a living God. He wants to see that. He wants to see that, yes, in you, we can do this together. Invite God's Spirit to permeate every inch of you, and you will dance. You will sing in front of the scary things in your life. He said, yeah, right. I don't know why you just said that. But I know someone in this room right now that can do this, just that. Her. My gosh, we face some big Goliaths down there in the zone of mine. I don't want to get into all that, but you can trust me. But boy, when she gets fired up, all of a sudden she's dancing and shouting the victory. And I mean, all I'm feeling, all I'm seeing is, oh no. What next? Well, we faced how many brothers does Goliath have? My gosh. And she's ready to throw that slingshot of faith again and nail another one. And she does. Mm-hmm. Now with her shiny, wonderful gray hair, now look out. They're in trouble now. Goodness. Look for the good. Look for the, you know, the opportunity for your God to show up big. You know, He likes to do that. He loves to see that situation come around and you call upon Him to come into the circumstance. And you mean that in your heart. You're not playing with that. You mean that. Who is this that's standing in front of the work of God? Who is this, the situation or person or whatever, said, Lord, deal with this. You know, and He will. He will. Praise the Lord. Stay the course until the very end. And the blessing is yours. The blessing will always manifest itself by that kind of determination that I will not be moved. I know in whom I have believed. I will not. I will stay the course. And I have, this is like a prayer. It's in a way a prayer. But I'd like to just declare that over this house right now in Jesus' name. I'm going to go ahead and speak this. Gracious God, thanks for preparing everything for us. You're just waiting for us to show up. So here we are, surrendering to You, asking for Your help with our troubles. You see what is bothering us? Help us, Lord. Thank You for helping us. We would be lost without You. Fill us with Your Spirit to overflowing. Empower us to live the fullest of Your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I just thank the Lord that He just, He says, whatever it is you need, whatever it is you want, whatever it is, but I want you to understand that I'm sovereign. I know what's needed. I know how to get the need met. I know what you're facing, and I'm at work. I'm always, and in Espanol, it says, está obrando a Dios. God is working. He's working on our behalf. We are His chosen. We're His kids. Never give that up. Never, no matter what you're facing, no matter what it is, and then the Lord will impart wisdom and knowledge and in many situations, if we're listening, and He will show us how to get out of this, how to go, how what to do, what this. And I told one brother one day, I said, you know, why the answer has not come just yet is because you were supposed to meet me here at HEB. He goes, yeah, that's right. He said, of all the people I was dealing with in this situation, he said, the Lord said, go to HEB, you know, and I went to HEB, and here you are. I said, we've known each other for years. I said, now you're imparting this onto my behalf, and because we have a relationship together, now I can go in and press into the Lord and see what what's going to happen. You know He got a breakthrough. Sometimes we have to wait on the way the Lord's moving us all together to what He wants when He wants it. Not when we want it all the time, but what He's doing. He's obrando a Dios en el Espíritu. He is working in the Spirit. He is working to move things in their place. So we can't quit. We can't quit running. We can't get out. We can't check out. We got to stay in. We got to stay in. We got to stay in. We got to stay the course. We got to stay focused, like the scripture said in Proverbs. Be fixed. Fix your gaze. Fix your gaze. And I want to encourage you this morning to do that, no matter what you're facing. Fix your gaze upon the Lord. Fix your gaze in His Word. Get in His Word. Stay in fellowship. Stay in prayer. Listen to others whom the Lord is speaking through, because we have so many voices out there now. We have so many things coming at us, so many ways, but we need to focus. We need to tune in to some voices, some real men of God, women of God are trying to speak to us, and we're not listening. They have the answer. It's in their mouth. It's in their heart, and they're trying to get it to us. Okay, just like that brother I met at HEB, there was such an outflowing, a pouring out of this presence. He said, the presence is here right now. And you know, I don't know what people were thinking of going around us. Oh, we were zoned out. We was right in front of the bakery area. And it was just flowing out. And revelation was coming. I said, you see there, bingo. This is what God was waiting on. And your moment in those situations are right ahead of you. They may be right now, and maybe it's already been said to you, and you're not acting upon it. So I encourage you to go back and ask the Lord to refresh your memory, refresh your mind as to what it is He wants you to do in this circumstance. Okay? And in the midst of all of that, continue to praise the Lord. Continue to give Him praise, give Him glory, give Him honor, for He is worthy. I love to start my day, bless my way, let the Lord show, let others see you in me, so they may believe, come into the kingdom of our God. He reminded me of that this morning. He said, what did you say? You say, Lord, bless my way, bless my day. Let others see you in me and believe and come into the kingdom of my God. Well, they got to see Him in you. That's how they know who He is, through you. So illuminate my mind, illuminate my personality, illuminate who I am in you, Father God, so that they can see you and want to come into this kingdom. Okay? That's my encouraging word this morning. Or I could have, how much time I have? Am I good? I'm good. Okay. Well, I was going to say, Florida, come up here and give a word, just a short one. But the Lord would say, He said, yes, real quick. Do I have a microphone with the cord? Florida, just quickly come up. And, hey, we're in this together. That certificate of ordination down there in the mission house in Palapa, it has her name on it. We were ordained together as a team. Okay. Okay. Well, let's, Florida, have you a word?
Well, just like Rory said, I think this year has been the hardest for me. I mean, ever since we came back, I've been sick 3 times. And last year, I got sick in the jungle. For 6 weeks, I couldn't beat this thing that was going on in my allergy. And this time, it's like one thing after another thing. But I trust in the Lord, and I'm doing a lot better. But one of the things that Rory mentioned is stay the course. When I accepted to go with Him, go back to my people, one of the things the Lord spoke to me in Ezekiel 2, chapter 2, He says, I'm sending you back to you people. People that speak your own language. It's not hard for you to understand. And He goes on, if you read the whole chapter, I mean, He spoke it to me personally. One day I was just crying because I know that, you know, going back to my people is not going to be easy. But one of the things that He spoke to me, He said, don't be like them. And I'm thinking, gosh, whenever you're raised in a culture that it's mine, is mine, mine, is mine, if I say so. If I work hard for whatever I have, is mine. Because that pride, it's an Indian pride. I don't know, but you think that, my husband always says, well, a poor person can be so prideful to be poor. But my culture is one of them, and my father was one of them. And my father was considered the richest man in the jungle because he would say, I'm not a lazy person. I have 12 children. I don't depend on the government. And he gives you the whole entire list why he's a man. And so that pride, it's in the culture. And Christopher knows it. Even though if you have a motorcycle, even though if you have 5 horses, and my father had it. So anyway, that pride still exists right now. And I'm thinking, okay, why do I have to give up to go back to my people? My house, my cars, it's just too much. I cry. I'm telling you, I'm still, you know, when I got sick last year and been here, I felt like depression was coming over me. It's like I have given up all that. And now look what's going on with me. I mean, there for a moment I was in a dark hole. I knew it. I just knew it because I knew. Because that's not me. That's not my personality. I wanted to slap somebody. And I'm thinking, no, I can't. I will not act like that. Ezekiel chapter 2 has spoken to me many, many, many times. It's like when God calls you to go to a culture, don't be like them. Be like Christ. They got to see Christ in you, that you went to make a difference through the word of Jesus Christ. And now when you go through so much, the journey of your life, there are times that it's just what? It's like, I can just be like them. You know what? I know the language. I know what to say. And I know everybody here. And yet, like Roy says, your mind has to be completely, guard up your loins. I like that word. It's like I have to push myself in the center of God's will to make it back to the main thing, to the first principles that Jesus Christ has called us to be. Why we say this? Why am I saying this? Because it's true. Even though that we have so much challenges here in America, but we have more than anybody. I mean, we do. I'm here, you know. I love to volunteer at Operation Blessing. Operation Blessing to me is like a mission. It's like a mission because, and I have seen so many people in the stories that tell you why they came to America. And I'm thinking, we need Jesus. That's all we need. I keep saying, we need Jesus, we need Jesus. If people just understand that Christ Jesus is the only one can make the difference. He is the one, even the world and Israel, I'm thinking, gosh, they need to know Jesus. The Jewish need Jesus. The Arabs need Jesus. So I can't quit. But the word of God keeps telling me, you can't be like them. You can't be like them. Yes, I can. And my flesh is saying, yes, I can. I know the culture. I know who they are. And I know I can just give it to them. You know, sometimes they make me so upset inside of me. And yeah, you know, I just go home and cry. And I just cry to the Lord. And I said, Lord, I know what you have told me. You told me that this is not going to be easy. The journey with Jesus Christ is so easy. It's easy if you just live for yourself. Sometimes I sit down and I say, Lord, it's so easy if I just live by myself with Rory and my family. I say, this is so easy. There's nothing so difficult, but whenever you have to deal with people, I mean, it takes all the love of Christ in you. I mean, all the love of Christ. All the love of the Father. Oh, and the Holy Spirit, like, literally guiding you. Like, taking you like this. It's like, can I just sit down, Holy Spirit, and think about this? Just like Ezekiel, when he was commanded to go to his own people, he stayed there and sit there for 7 days. He didn't say nothing. Sometimes I'm like that. If I open my mouth, I'm going to ruin this. But God is so good.
Amen.
So stay the course.
Laura, if you would, real quick, we got about a couple more minutes. Just speak a prayer of blessing over this house in your native tongue, in the native language of the Maya.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you.
And Mayan, can
you yes, hear that? Yes. In your mission heritage, Elo Beita la lahat ekti tonu parteri. Akshim bat kone be tsoka we sikti tono. Mish mako he Elo Beita la kans kone. Chen heritage Elo Beita la kans kone. E tu lakabashka kansik titone in yume. Mishumpe. Wama yanumeti klebash kaktuklikono. Iti tu lakale hela tu men hachmana yabilmo. Kata yabito ne in yumitu lakata latahtito. Mishumpe bawa matatahtito. Ti alakshimbat kebe atamatitono. A wees matitono. Tu men. Tu laka masto ku yoiti ku kawa ibash tu meta a pali wa yoko kawa. Wish uchu tu laka usufriti tu laka bash. Hachitah ya uchu kimi. Isan samayana kimi in siya u kimi mak. Bashungi katiteche in yumi ka alat atiton upahtali wa yoko kawa. Titulaka mash uyola kaba, titulaka mash kutanka kaba, titulaka mash kuyubik utanle kilich, pishanilo in yumi, Espiritu Santo.
Amen.
Kachimba na konyete, tzati tone pahtalilo, ilatzao pahtali, titulaka linlak oyano uay, kuluk baloba, iwayok o kab, tokuyotiko bakaba. Tulaka lihela kinkatik titich. Yet a lupatali a kilich has usi a hijo le quinti esant catubetu was santo y wayoko cava. I think attitude in you mean, kala bison to belly, ikakla ilak bound to cani. The cani in you mean, to me yanu coach look in la lat and conta with them. To lakale helak its exit, which is what it to cava Christo Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We love you. Thank you. God bless you.
Roy, I'm going to ask you to stay. The Lord spoke something to me concerning Roy's word, and right now we're going to receive what Flora just prayed over us. Amen? We receive it in Jesus' name. I'm going to ask the worship team to stand. It's important that you stand, if you would, where you're at, those that are here this morning. There may be some that are not here this morning watching us online. Roy, when you spoke the word, stay the course. Same thing happened this morning that happened last Sunday morning. If you didn't catch it, if you were worshiping, awesome. If you're caught up in what the Lord's doing. But I was drawn to the platform as Chris made comment that everybody on the platform was weeping during worship. And it happened again this morning. Very first song with Victoria, Eric. Hardly being able to pray. Here's the word. Stay the course. This is only the beginning of things that are going to start taking place in worship.
Amen.
It's only the beginning. So stay the course. Don't think, oh, I shouldn't have done that. No, stay the course. God's up to something. And so you want to let God be God in the worship. And Roy, I'm going to do the same thing you did with Flora because I believe it's very, very important. I want you to pray in Spanish over our worship team.
Okay.
As they stay the course, as the presence of God is getting thicker and thicker on this platform.
Okay.
And we call this a platform, not a stage. A stage is for gigs. It's for performance. We're not here to perform. Our worship team's here to bring us into the presence of the Father because that's all they're focused on. And we should be too. And let me say this word. If worship's not important to you yet, you better start making it important because that's all you're going to do in heaven. It needs to be a priority in your life. Okay? Even if you have to sing quietly, as I do, because the dogs are start howling if I get too loud. So worship team, Roy's going to pray over you now.
Father, gracias, Señor Jesucristo, por este equipo de alabanza. Gracias, Señor, por sus líderes. Gracias, Señor, por cada uno que toca en los instrumentos. Señor, son instrumentos, se está dedicado por tu gloria. Gracias, Señor, que en esta casa que sea mucho manifestación en la gloria del Señor cuando están en la alabanza y en la oración. Señor, este equipo está bendecido. Está bendecido ahora, Señor, porque yo estoy declarando esta bendición sobre este equipo de oración. En la casa de North Elevation Church. Gracias, Señor, por toda su misericordia, tu amor. Amén.